is Miss Frusenfahrer?
It's over there,
thanks,
sir.
Thanks a lot.
He was blind with anger and rage. He's going after Bezad right now. Aunt, if you don't hurry, blood is going to be spilled today.
But what has Bezad done?
Nothing, man. He just made a mistake. He's an idiot. Aunt, I'm really begging you, for the sake of Bahar and Bezad's life and the reputation of your family, get up and come with me. You're the only person that Hassan will listen to in all this.
All right, I'll come. Just tell me what the story is so that I know what I'm getting involved
in. I'll tell you later. There's no time now. I'll tell you on the way. Just please come.
All right, I'll go and get my things.
Thank you very much. What is it, Soraya? What? Bezad, where are you?
Where did you want me to be?
I've come to the park and I'm just walking around. I don't know what the hell to do, Manucha.
There's no need for that anymore, man. Come to the hospital right now if you can.
What?
We've been ruined, Bezad. Uncle Hassan had a heart attack behind the wheel.
Get yourself here quickly.
Think about it well. Are you sure you want to become his wife?
What about the future? Did you think about that? Argravandir, it's only been a few months that you put that disaster behind you. Let's just suppose Davudi's a good man, a gentleman, kind, all good attributes. But what are you going to tell people when they ask, huh? There's going to be 1,001 rumors behind your back, I'm telling you now.
In this day and age, whatever you do, people will talk behind your back.
Never mind that. If in the future his children show up and they want to attack you, what then, huh? If they insult you and say you became their father's wife to steal their inheritance, can you answer them?
He's talked to his children and they approve.
What about his age? Have you counted the number of years that are between you two?
What difference does it make what his age is? Sina, what's important is that he has enough dignity and humanity to stand by the things he says. Anyhow, if he hadn't been so kind, right now we wouldn't have this house.
Argavan, you're my sister, but I'm worried about you. I don't want you to be sacrificed in the middle of all this. Now, the fact that Davudi's been kind to us and we're in his debt is true, but it's not a reason for you to be forced to say yes to him. Unless it's something you really want, which is then another matter.
He's right, Argavan.
No, it's not that at all. The truth is, I think that Davudi is a good man. At least he's a lot better than the men that I've seen in my life.
What are you telling me? You mean you really have feelings for Davudi, Argavan?
The first time when I decided with my heart, I really had to pay the price for it. I won't make the same mistake again. I want to make my decision with my head.
May God have mercy on all of us.
Hello, Bizarre. Bahar's over there.
Hello.
Hello.
Where have you been, Bizarre? My father had a heart attack. He's in really bad shape.
Sit down.
Sure, go and speak to them.
Bizarre, do you see what's happened to us? Do you see? Oh, I've been ruined, oh God.
Doctor, the patient is having a very difficult time breathing. He's experiencing distressed breathing and can't talk. His blood pressure has dropped. His lungs' oxygen saturation has dropped below 85. His heart rate is also extremely low.
What was that you said, sir? Please say it again. Say it again.
Bahar.
I think he's saying Bahar. Who's Bahar?
Maybe she's a member of his family. The companions of the patient, Hissam Firuza's
farm. Yes, ma'am.
Miss Bahar?
Bahar, dear.
It's you? What relation do you have to the patient, ma'am?
I'm his daughter.
Come with me inside. Your father wants to talk to
you. I'm his wife. Can I come inside?
No, ma'am. You can't. Only she can come in.
Darling.
Hello.
Hello. I've been ruined.
Sarudia, but what happened? Hissam was feeling fine.
I
don't understand.
I don't know. All of a sudden. Oh, just pray. Please pray for him. Pray.
Calm down.
If you knew.
You'll get better
if you knew
sure.
How he was feeling.
I
told
you.
Him not to think, not to think, not to worry so much. He finally ended up doing something to himself.
Father, it's me, Bahar, your doctor. Father, dear. Open your eyes. Father, did you want to say something to me? What about Bizarre, Dad?
Bizarre.
Hello.
Hello.
I offer my condolences. May you never grieve again.
Thank you very much.
I was passing by and I just happened to see you. I used to work in his factory before.
Uh-huh.
How did he pass away?
A heart attack.
Man, but he was fine and healthy. I mean, he looked fine. When did this happen?
It's been about a week now.
May he rest in peace. With your permission.
Thank you very much.
My girl.
Are you well? I know and I understand that you blame me for your mother's death.
But you've made a mistake. I didn't have any bad intentions that day at all. I just wanted to tell you
that your husband had tricked me. I wanted you to know that I was just the bait in that trap in order to catch you.
How should I have known? How could I have known? How could I have ever guessed that Gohar didn't know about
your marriage? If I'd wanted to ruin your life, I wouldn't have given you the certificate.
I killed myself so you could have a happy life. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand that?
Why are you so quiet?
Say something, please. Just say something.
In this prison, behind these walls. Everything is very hard.
Every day is the same. Please say something. Don't make it even worse with your silence.
I want to get married. I thought maybe you'd want to know.
Again?
I'm not supposed to grieve about my past for the rest of my life. All my dreams eventually reached a dead end. All my efforts in trying to have a happy life ended up in misery.
I became like a victim
that had trouble rain down on her from all sides. But it's enough.
From today, I want to take
care of and get rid of my troubles.
My girl, what on earth are you doing?
I want to be happy.
I'm tired of having nothing but weakness, helplessness, and misery.
But at what price?
What difference does it make? Whatever the price may be, for me, it's very cheap. I lost my entire life for nothing. I have nothing else left to lose.
I'm right here in front of your eyes. I'm someone who's truly lost. Don't try to take my place. Don't allow my fate to become your fate as well.
Your fate is because of your worthlessness, not from bad luck.
But I had bad luck.
And now I want to give myself another chance.
So who is the guy?
A true gentleman. Someone who I think I can have a peaceful life with.
Do you love him?
I know that you're a wise girl.
And that you're an intelligent girl as well. I'm sure that you'll do whatever you feel is best for you. I hope that you have a long and happy future.
I've brought some stuff for you. Get it from the guards. Goodbye.
Argivan. Please forgive me.
Ask you for the third time, Miss Argivan Azania, do I have the power of attorney, so that with the dowry of one Quran, one mirror, and a pair of candlesticks, 14 stalks of daffodils, and 110 gold coins, in order to marry you to one doctor? Feridun Davoodi, do you agree?
With the permission of my elder sister and my brother, and the elders gathered here, yes.
Congratulations.
چقدر حال من بهتره از این حالی که این روزا میشه داشت اگه دنیا هر چی که داشتم گرفت ولی دست تو توی دستم گذاشت بگو تا کجا میشه هم دست بود تو راهی که بیراه هم پای ماست تو صبحی که تاریک تر از شبه تو این شب که کابوس رویای ماست با چشمات پر کن نگاه منو که یه عمر از وهم خالی تره، حقیقی ترین لحظه همو ببین که از آرزو هم خیالی تره. بگو تا کجا میشه هم دست بود تو راهی که بیراه هم پای ماست، تو صبحی که تاریک تر از شبه، تو این شب که کابوس رویای ماست.
Come on. Try harder, kid. You're half my age.
Hey, you're cheating.
Come on, what are you doing?
Take your hand away, Sina. Move your hand from here, Sina.
Try harder.
Don't be too careful, Homa, dear. The doctor is stronger.
That's what you think. My brother
Stop
is strong.
Stop it, man. He's cheating.
You can do it. Sina, show me what you can do.
You're not up to it, kid.
A little bit longer.
Sina, just a bit more. Just a bit more.
Come on, Doctor. I know you can beat him.
Don't let him beat you. Go on. Good
job, Doctor. He turned his wrist. You turned your wrist.
You let the side down.
It's the doctor who turned the wrist. There's nowhere I'm lost. It was slippery here. Come on.
You need to come and have me teach you a thing or two. You need to come and learn.
No, I was just being a good host and let you win. That's what you say to me. Fine.
All right. Now, you the one who messed up. Come and have some tea now.
Give me some sugar.
Thank you very much.
Well, now. All that's left is the promise you made me.
What promise?
You mean you already forgot it so quickly?
No, I didn't forget. All right.
Dune, how are you doing?
Well, well. Thank you very much, Agavan.
I've made you an eggplant stew so delicious you'll be licking your fingers.
Well, well, well.
Here you are. Some freshly brewed tea for the kind gardener of this little heaven.
Thanks a lot. I'm happy to be the gardener of a heaven that you're the angel of.
I'm really happy too, Feridun. After all that hardship and trouble, marrying you is the best thing that's happened in my life.
Hmm. If I ask you something, will you tell me the truth?
Have I ever lied to you before?
Did you love me that you married me?
Well...
All right. I don't need it to be an ocean. A few drops is enough. Look, you promised to tell the truth.
The truth is, in the beginning, no. Don't get upset.
No?
I thought of love as something else. I was naive. I thought love meant dying from being apart. To always be scared and frightened of losing the person that you love. A hot and burning fever. Caring and attachment without any reason or explanation. I was mistaken. I thought love was the sweet fruit before marriage.
You don't think like that now?
Not at all. The opposite. Now I think love can be a miracle that happens after marriage.
That's good.
A flower that's unique and precious that grows from being together. It's interesting, Feridun. Our marriage started off with a simple affection, but now the type of affection has completely changed. Like this greenhouse, it's full of color. This feeling will never go away, believe me. What happened, Feridun?
It's nothing important. It's not important. Sit down, it's not important.
Come, sit down. You say it's not important, but you've had this pain for a long time.
I'm a bit tired. If I rest for a couple of days, I'll be fine.
I want something from you, and please don't say no.
Say it.
Of course. Well, you're a doctor. You know better than anyone else. Promise me to go and get a complete checkup.
It's true that a water bearer drinks from a cracked pot. But because of you, and the hope you've brought into my life, fine.
Thank you. Your tea's getting cold.
Do you remember?
Is it possible I'd forget?
کدوم خواستم، کدوم جون، کدوم عشق، شاید خیلی از این حرفا دروغه. تا وقتی با همین از عشق میگیم نباشیم، قولمون حتی دروغه. از این عشقایی که زنجیر میشه، هوس هایی که دامنگیر میشه، میترسم چون دلم بی‌اعتماده به احساسی که بی تأثیر میشه. نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست، نه این که زندگی بی عشق میشه، فقط کاش بین این حسای مبهم بفهمم آخرش چی عشق میشه. Thank you.
مثل حرفی که نگاهی نمیگفته و میگفته، اتفاقیه که گاهی نمیافته و میفته. حس یخ زدن تو آتیش، حال سوختن تو سرما، تو بیداری یه خیاله، یه حقیقت تو رویا. تو فکرش نیستیم و پیداش میشه، ولی وقتی که باید باشه میره. به حال و روز ما کاری نداره، همیشه یا براش زوده یا دیره. نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست، نه این که زندگی بیش میشه. فقط کاش بین این حسای مبهم بفهمم آخر